Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Japan continues to reel from last week's powerful earthquake and tsunami. Another explosion racked one of Japan's stricken nuclear plants earlier today, leaving 11 workers there injured. But the plant's operator says radiation levels at the reactor are still within legal limits. The devastation is rattling emotions among Boston-area Japanese expats and Japanese students here, especially those with family and friends halfway across the world. This weekend, WBUR's Andrea Shea visited Showa Boston, a satellite campus for Showa Women's University in Tokyo, and reports on how some young Japanese students here are coping with the horrific news back home.
Yui Tomoe has been glued to her laptop since the earthquake struck, watching the constant stream of news reports and videos from her homeland.
There was like many people saying that there was going to be a big one coming, but I'm just surprised and shocked.
Tomoe is 19 years old. She says Japan is the country of earthquakes, and everyone from a very young age is trained to deal with them.
But this kind of big earthquake we didn't expect it.
Tomoe's been studying here in Boston for the past 6 months. She's one of about 180 students at the Showa Institute near Jamaica Pond, and they've all been reeling since they first heard the news.
I was doing my homework with my friends, and the other friend came screaming there was a big earthquake, bigger than the one in Kobe. And we soon opened our laptop and started to figure out what was happening, and we figured out that it was magnitude 8.8, and the biggest one in Japan.
And they were afraid for their parents, family, and friends. Phone lines were down, and Tomoe tried Google email to send messages to cell phones in Japan. That didn't work. Next, Skype and Facebook, and a Japanese version of Facebook called Mixi.
But it took me 4 hours, to hear from them.
Finally, she got a Facebook message from her sister.
She gave me comments that she's okay.
Tomoe's sister is in Saitama Prefecture, where their parents also live. It's about an hour north of Tokyo. And while it wasn't directly hit, the area has been affected by aftershocks and an infrastructure breakdown.
The place where my mother was, it wasn't so bad. So she said she's okay, but my father is trapped.
Trapped in a train station. But he's okay now, too, according to Tomoe's mother.
She's always calm. And she said, don't worry, I'm okay, and tried to make me calm.
It worked, Tomoe says. Even so, just imagine being 19 years old and half a planet away from everyone you love in the middle of a national disaster.
Even though we're not in Japan, Japan is like our home. And even though we're Japanese, we can't, actually help our friends and family. So
it makes her feel impatient and helpless. But Tomoe is definitely not alone. She and many of her fellow students have been getting help from Kenji Yuasa. He works in the student service department at the Showa Institute and says everyone, himself included, feels emotional and disconnected. But he says social media networks have been critical.
With Facebook and Twitter, that was the key for them to find out if the parents and the family, friends are okay or not.
Tomoe taps through some more messages on Mixi, that Japanese version of Facebook.
My friend from my high school was saying that our school is now shelter, used as shelter, and people escape.
She goes on to type some encouraging words to her friends back home and lets them know that a bunch of students at Showa have decided to buy wristbands launched by Lady Gaga to raise money for disaster relief in Japan.
Even though we're far away, we can still, think of each other and help each other by words, by text mailing.
For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.